Frednets on deck Wednesday night at Delmarva. Eric Bock joined by Ryan Minkler. Got four outs, a couple of Ks last night. Ryan, thanks for your time. We're over halfway through your first professional season. In your words, how has it been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. Really big learning experience for me. You know, I didn't expect my first year to come out and just dominate every game. So it's been a lot of ups and downs, but I'm really grateful that I'm able to have these ups and downs because I've been learning a lot.
What are some things that this version of Ryan Minkler here on July 2nd knows that April 4th version of Ryan Minkler didn't?
You know, that I had to kind of change my definition of success. To me, it's more about learning as much as I can this year in preparation for the years to come. Because April 4th, Ryan just thought, you know, he came straight out of college where, you know, I threw pretty well and had found a lot of success. So, you know, I think just learning that, you know, success isn't always what the box score says. It's more of just what's happening behind the scenes.
You hear a lot about kids that move in their teenage years, that having a deep impact on their lives. Usually they mean different towns. You moved across the world when you were a teenager from Thailand to the States. What do you think the version of Ryan Minkler that showed up to America back then would be most proud of this version?
Wow. Never been asked that. I think just dealing with failure. In Thailand, you know, I think the talent pool of baseball players was quite small. You know, I had a lot of good buddies who went on and played college baseball in the U.S. But I think learning how to deal with failure has been the biggest thing for me. I've been dealing with, you know, like I said, like this year, ups and downs for the last 8 years in baseball, but also just in life. I mean, yeah, I think navigating my way through things that don't go my way and trying my best to understand them, process it, and understand what I can do to find more success.
How do you think the dynamics of this Frednets bullpen and this team in general has helped everyone? Because it seems like, especially in the bullpen, kind of a rising tides lifts all boats thing. When one guy has success, it seems like it helps another guy. Can you just tell me about the culture and how that's helped you?
Yeah, this is my second year in the bullpen. And you know, last year in college, it was kind of just more like a player-led development. So we all helped each other out, always talking about pitch grips and different things. But in this bullpen especially, we keep it fun in there. We have a lot of fun. We're always locked in as well. But I think it's a good mixture of guys that, you know, understand a lot of different aspects of the game. And it's just one melting pot of guys who can communicate with each other and make each other better.
You mentioned your Niagara days. Why Niagara after you started out of high school, went to UVA, didn't throw there, went to Niagara, had a nice long career that obviously led you to professional baseball. What about that place stood out to you?
You mean just in terms of why I went there?
Yeah.
So I quit at UVA a couple weeks before the start of the season. And, you know, there's a bunch of different reasoning for that, but I quit the game in general. I put the cleat down. I said, I'm done. I'm just going to live my years through college at UVA. And then I had a best friend. His name is Brady S. Jardins, from my area in New Hampshire, who called me up during the summer after I quit. And he was basically just saying things to me that were firing me up and trying to get me to come back and play the game. So he's the starting shortstop at Niagara, and he called me up and gave me the coach's number, fired me up, and got me back in the game.
And now here you are in professional baseball. What was your reaction when you first heard Nationals?
I mean, I couldn't have been more excited. And I think, you know, whether it was the Nationals or anybody who would have drafted me, I think I would have been just as excited because, I mean, if I look back at it, my freshman year of high school, still being in Thailand, and you would have told me that this is where I'd be in 6-7 years, I would have never believed you, first of all. But second of all, I think it just, you know, goes back to my family, my parents, who, you know, sacrificed so much to move across the world and give me and my brother the opportunity to play this game. Hopefully, you know, for a while. So that's great.
Ryan Minkler with us on Frednets on Deck. When did you first realize you were good?
I think the moment for me was when I was in, I think it was eighth grade or my freshman year. We went on a tournament down in Australia, Perth, Australia, and there happened to be a international Red Sox scout over there. And I think he clocked me around 88 miles an hour or something like that. And up to that point, I don't think I ever been on a gun before. So I think that moment for me is what really stood out to, you know, me, my family, and especially my brother too, because he was always a huge talent when he was young and even now. So I think that was the defining moment for me.
Maybe the defining pitch of your first professional season is the split finger forkball, whatever you want to call it. It's a pitch that has befuddled especially right-handed hitters this season. Tell me about the construction of that pitch and how it's been kind of rolled out here in the Carolina League.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun throwing that, because in college I think I only used about 5%. And I used to have a good changeup last year in college, and that was my bread and butter. But, you know, through deeper talks with Lordy and other people in the organization, I think they wanted me to obviously use that a lot more, and I'm grateful they had that conversation with me. But I think I learned it when I was about 13, 14. I had a buddy named Caden Bernard who used to long toss with it, and he, you know, he had big hands, big fingers, so he taught me how to throw that from a very young age, and I've been throwing it on and off for the past, you know, nine years, but I think throwing that more this year has really, you know, helped me out a lot as a pitcher.
Last one for you. End of the season, September comes. Health is a given. What are some boxes Ryan Minkler hopes to check between now and then?
I think just working on the things, continue to work on the things that I'm working on behind the scenes, pre-game and, you know, in my throwing program. Like I said, I totally changed the way I view success in this game now, especially my first year. I think, you know, a lot of guys can look at the box score and tell you that somebody's, you know, really good, but at the same time, there might be a guy who's working on things behind the scenes, and that's how they define success, because, you know, once you work on that as much as you can, it becomes muscle memory and so on. But I think the boxes I would check is definitely just continuing to work on things I'm working on behind the scenes.
Ryan Minkler with a great Fred Nats on Deck interview. 7:05 tonight. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.